Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 17th, 1751, George Washington, the future leader of the American Revolution and the first President of the United States, became ill with smallpox while staying in Barbados. Washington arrived in the island with his elder brother Lawrence on November 2, 1751. They had come in the hope that the warm island air would cure Lawrence of tuberculosis. George Washington, who was just 19 years old, had never seen such a populous city as Bridgetown, and confided to his diary that he was perfectly ravished by Barbados and overwhelmed by the beautiful prospects which on every side presented to our view. Just a day after landing, the two brothers dined at the home of a wealthy local merchant named Gedney Clark. However, Washington confided to his diary, quote, "We went, myself reluctantly, as the smallpox was in his family." Unfortunately, Washington's fears were realized. 2 weeks later, he came down with the disease. The entry in his diary for November 17th read, "Was strongly attacked by the smallpox." It was his last diary entry for 24 days. Though his case was relatively mild, he was still bedridden for more than 3 weeks, racked by fevers and chills, and suffered severe body aches, a twisted stomach, and an oozing rash. Luckily, he recovered well and suffered few visible scars. The experience of falling ill with smallpox in Barbados taught Washington an important lesson. When smallpox broke out among the Continental Army during the American War of Independence, he immediately realized the devastating effects it might have and placed his troops under quarantine to curb the spread of the disease. When this proved insufficient, he ordered that all of his troops should be inoculated against smallpox using the primitive techniques then available. Some historians argue that George Washington's efforts to protect his army from smallpox was one of the decisive factors in his victory over the British. You can learn more about Washington's stay in Barbados by visiting the house where he lived at the Garrison in St. Michael, which is now the George Washington House Museum.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.